Large language models and generative AI continue to dominate the discourse across industries and the economy in 2024. Since the advent of ChatGPT, many other companies have contributed to the burgeoning landscape of LLMs and generative AI solutions. In the past 2 years, Anthropic, Meta, Mistral, and many other labs have contributed state-of-the-art models that have greatly improved the general performance of LLMs in what seems to be an arms race. In healthcare, generative AI solutions promise to automate burdensome processes, augment clinician workflows, and increase the overall efficiency of health systems, payers, and other healthcare players. Despite all of this activity, there is some emerging evidence that the investment into generative AI is still outpacing the return in terms of solutions, especially when it comes to investment in compute resources. On the other hand, there are exciting new developments in the world of large language models, especially when it comes to post-training, compute-heavy workflows. As I discussed last year, this is largely due to the last-mile problem of integrating generative AI into real-world workflows, which requires custom development and careful evaluation of solutions that go beyond demos that impress but are ultimately insufficient to transform the status quo. The arms race. Training generative AI models takes a massive amount of compute resources. Today, those resources are predominantly graphics processing units, GPUs. Large companies in the AI space have committed to building out immense GPU clusters. Estimates are that Meta has committed to spending around $10 billion on GPUs from NVIDIA, with similar investments from other large players, Microsoft, Google, etc. It is clear that generative AI has yet to generate a return when it comes to solutions that justify such a significant build-out of compute, but it is evident that the large AI players see a future where these clusters are necessary to keep their competitive advantage. What this means for the broader industry at large is that we can expect models to improve in their overall performance over time, and that the cost of running these models will continue to be a race to the bottom. As of writing this article, models are significantly more performant and cheaper to run than they were at their inception. For specific numbers, in March of 2023, the cost of GPT-4 was $60 per million tokens, whereas today that number stands at $5 per million tokens. Although GPUs are used in both training the models as well as inference, actually running the trained models, there is an emerging class of hardware, such as those produced by Groq Inc., which are only used for the inference side of the equation, which provide much faster inference than GPUs. However, the price per unit is prohibitively expensive for smaller companies. Nevertheless, the activity around compute has shown that it remains a primary axis by which companies are differentiated and how central compute is when it comes to generative AI. The future of generative AI. Since the original advent of chat-based LLMs, there has been a flurry of research into extending these clearly powerful models into new workflows that will bring about the transformation that large companies are forecasting. One line of work involves making large language models multimodal, meaning that they can take in and generate not only text, but also speech and images. This opens up a whole new world of opportunities where models seamlessly integrate world knowledge with these other modalities. The idea is that you can now speak to large language models and ask them to generate images or have the model generate speech given an image. Several demonstrations of these models have been shown, though their true commercial applications remain to be seen. Beyond these multimodal models, there has been a whole class of solutions that rely on test-time compute, meaning scaling the performance and capabilities of models after they are trained by utilizing more compute resources to generate better answers and outputs. Test-time compute. The recent activity and focus on test-time compute is a natural progression of generative AI solutions. When foundation models like GPT-4, Llama, etc. take millions of dollars and months to train, the most meaningful way to make progress outside of scaling those processes has to take place after these models are already trained. One class of these is related to LLM agents. Agents are essentially LLMs that can utilize tools, generally software tools, to augment their ability to interact with complex systems. Whereas chat-only models can answer questions or perform text-based tasks, agents with tool usage can go beyond these types of workflows. Imagine that an LLM is equipped with the ability to query a database or to make phone calls. Combining these tools with LLM's understanding of language can open up a whole new surface for generative AI solutions. In addition, there is an increasing interest in LLM agents interacting with one another to produce and refine outputs from other LLMs. Imagine a group of LLMs, each with access to their own tools, working together to coordinate a complex task. At DeHi, we have already used such a system to automate literature reviews by having certain LLMs perform search using terms and coming up with synonymous terms, one for culling down the results based on some relevant criteria, and another which is tasked with building out an annotated bibliography for a user to review. This allows for more flexible workflows, as these agents can be repurposed for other tasks that may utilize the same tools. We expect this frontier will continue to evolve and feature prominently in the next generation of generative AI products. In addition to agents, there has also been some recent work on test time reasoning, or essentially using more compute to give LLMs the ability to take more time to think. OpenAI's recently released O1 Preview and O1 Mini models are an excellent example of this. By taking several seconds to plan out a response, iteratively review the contents, and try to point out failure modes, the eventual outputs of these models often far surpass the outputs from previous models on certain reasoning tasks. One can imagine that this is somewhat like having a critiquing LLM, a planning LLM, and several others involved in the process of generating the best outputs. By utilizing more compute and layering LLM calls on one another, companies can leverage their compute resources to augment the performance of their already trained models to provide even better outputs. These reasoning tasks have already shown excellent performance on PhD-level tasks, which shows clear promise for this strategy moving forward. However, the amount of additional compute this takes is non-trivial. For example, OpenAI, as of the writing of this article, only allows for 50 submissions to their O1 Preview API per week for their highest tier of paid users, whereas there is no limit for regular calls. What we expect moving forward. Two emerging trends in 2024 are sure to continue into the future. Rapid investment into both train time and test time compute infrastructure from large corporations will continue to ramp up as the importance of compute resources continues to become more evident. Secondly, the advancement of utilizing those compute resources after the training process in order to create new technical workflows will continue to evolve and become more robust, leading to new possibilities for accomplishing complex and multimodal workflows. It is not difficult to imagine a future in which an LLM could read a scanned document from the medical record, make inferences based on the results, search the EHR for more information about the patient, and then guess which team to consult about this patient, and perhaps even make the phone call. Despite these promises, the last mile problem still applies. Workflows tend to be complex, have outliers, and have exceptions to rules, which continue to be difficult to integrate into generative AI solutions. Careful work still needs to be done both from a technical standpoint and from a change management standpoint to ensure the effective and safe deployments of these solutions into critical workflows. Nevertheless, the promise of this AI revolution has not waned one bit, and we look forward to participating in its progress looking ahead.